We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
If you ignore these red flags, you're going to put yourself in a position where you're constantly having to sacrifice and compromise your value in order to keep the relationship going. You deserve better than this, and I'm going to teach you and explain to you the three red flags that you need to avoid, especially when you're first getting to know men and dating them and seeing if they're going to be a long-term partner for you. Hello, my angels. Welcome back. So when it comes to these red flags, it's not something that you want to just ignore and give people the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to explain exactly why that is. So the first red flag that you need to avoid in men is a man that is constantly talking bad about other women. This type of man is insecure and he doesn't hold himself accountable. So you will find that these men are constantly blaming other women and other people for their shortcomings and their problems. The most common way that you'll see this show up is the man that's constantly talking bad about his ex and constantly saying, oh, she was so crazy, she was so toxic, she did this, she did that. While it may be true that his ex was mentally ill or toxic in some way, the fact that he's not taking any accountability for his actions or his decisions, that shows you that he's not a responsible man. He's not secure and confident in his manhood to be able to take responsibility for his actions. So in your relationship, he will most likely put blame on you for everything. He will make you feel like you have to constantly change, like there's something wrong with you, and he will never take it upon himself to change himself. He will just always blame other people and play the victim in every situation. You really want to look out for the type of men that are insulting other women. Even if it's not someone he has a past relationship with, if he's talking poorly about other women, talking poorly about the way other women look or the way other women act, and it's not really warranted, like it's not necessary, like he's just going out of his way to talk badly about other women, it's only a matter of time before he does the same to you. It's only a matter of time before he takes your relationship and talks badly about you to his friends or to his other girls or to his future girlfriends. So you want to make sure to look out for this and not just give them the benefit of the doubt, because it's okay to have past experiences and understand that, oh yeah, my ex was crazy and they did manipulate me and they were toxic. But at the same time, you do need to take responsibility for your part in it. And if they were that toxic and they were this manipulative, you chose to be with them. So there is a certain degree of accountability that needs to be taken by both people. With that being said, a healthy masculine man will more likely take the responsibility on his shoulders. So even if something wasn't necessarily his fault, he will take that responsibility because that is the masculine trait. So if a man is in his healthy masculine energy, he'll be more likely to talk about his mistakes and say, oh yeah, like she was kind of crazy, but like I also did this and I wasn't my best self in the relationship and I could have handled it differently. Like he will not put on the blame on someone else. He will take on most of the blame, especially if he's having the conversation with you, who will potentially be a new partner for him. He will want to make sure that you don't feel like he's just an irresponsible man. A healthy man is essentially wired to provide and protect for the people that are part of his team. So as his partner, you're a part of his team. And if you have children, the children are a part of the team. So even if something is not his fault, he will still take that responsibility on his shoulders as the provider, as the protector of the household. For example, when something happens and I get annoyed, or I'm upset about something, or I'm just going through a mood, right? I have to make sure and clarify to my boyfriend that he hasn't done anything wrong, because he will automatically take the fact that someone from his team, me, is not feeling right, is not feeling comfortable, and he will take that responsibility onto his shoulders and take accountability for it. Even if he didn't do anything, he takes on that role. So for example, if someone else does something to annoy me and he's in my presence, then he's going to take that responsibility on his shoulders. He's always going to make sure that I'm comfortable, I'm feeling good, everything is okay with me, first and foremost, right? Before he's thinking about himself, because that is the masculine role. So if a man is constantly thinking about himself and putting blame on others, that's a clear indication that he's not fully activated in his masculinity. He's not fully healed in his masculine energy. If you think about it from a work environment perspective, if someone is a part of your team and you are in charge of this team, you're the group leader, right? If someone on your team makes a mistake, or if someone on your team is unhappy or having some kind of issue, it's your responsibility to fix it. It's your responsibility to take that accountability on your shoulders because they're a part of your team. It's the same thing. The man, the masculine, divine masculine energy, that is the protector, the provider, the essentially the head of the household. Now, sometimes this can be misconstrued as this means he has to control everything and you have to do everything he says. That's not the case. If you're hearing people say that, it's just another level of insecurity with their masculine energy, and it's not correct. So being the head of the household doesn't mean that you tell everybody what to do. It just simply means that you bear the weight of responsibility when it comes to making sure everything is in order, everyone is happy, everyone is comfortable, everyone is safe. And that is something that the divine masculine enjoys doing. They are wired for this. The second red flag that you want to avoid is men that use the internet or social media for the wrong reasons. So a healthy masculine man typically uses social media for three reasons. The first reason is to earn money. So maybe he has an online business, or he earns money through social media or ads, marketing, something of that nature. The second reason is to network. Maybe he uses the internet to meet other people that he can work with, or meet people that he wants to meet. Maybe he uses the internet to look for a wife, or look for a partner, or look for friends, right? There's a purpose behind him using the internet. And the third reason is to level up. So maybe he's using the internet to research things, to improve his skills, to learn something. Maybe it has to do with mindset, spirituality, or business, but he's using it for a purpose. So remember, healthy masculine energy is practical. It's reasonable, it's logical. So if he's going to use the internet, if he's going to use social media, it's going to be for a specific purpose. It's not going to be to follow other women and talk down on them in the comment section, or to try to call out other women, or to try to bully people or troll people on the internet or gossip, or to try to get attention and get validation from people liking his photos or leaving comments, right? These are very feminine traits, and there's nothing wrong with men having feminine energy, right? This is perfectly healthy to have a balance of masculine and feminine energy. But if you're a feminine energy woman and you're looking for a healthy masculine man, this is probably not a characteristic that you're gonna want in your partner. So obviously there's men that don't identify as masculine men, and that's okay, right? There's people that have different sexual orientations, different gender identifications. Not every single man is going to behave in the exact same way. But for the purposes of this video, right, you're a feminine energy being and you're looking for that masculine provider, they're not going to behave in that way if they're fully activated in their masculine energy, right? They're going to look at social media or the internet as a sort of entertainment, or as sort of like a superficial like thing to do whenever they have nothing else better to do, right? Unless of course that's how they make their money, which a lot of people do, so there's nothing wrong with that. But even if you use social media to earn money, why are you still commenting on women's posts? How did your algorithm even show you that? Like, what are you looking up that you feel the need to waste your time and try to humble women online, right? I'll see this, like, I'll be scrolling on Instagram and I'll see like a video of a woman giving other women advice, or a video of a woman showing off her like skincare routine or the most innocent things. And then I'll see in the comments, like, there's men saying, oh, she just has surgery, she just has like lip fillers, it's not natural, or don't listen to women like this, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're just like trolling these women and bullying these women online. Why are you doing this? Like, why do you have so much time that you can go online and bully other women? It's almost like you don't have a life. It's just a very immature thing for a man to do, because it just shows you his priorities. So all that time that he is spending scrolling and looking and judging other people and bullying other people, he could be spending on his business. He could be spending on other priorities that is going to make him a better man in general. Now, honestly, this goes for both men and women. Like, if you're a woman and you're on social media and you're bullying people on social media, that's not a good trait to have. Like, you should be using social media for something that is elevating you in some way, okay? Like I said, there is a time and place for entertainment. Okay, like my boyfriend, he doesn't have Instagram, he doesn't have TikTok, but he has a YouTube account. And he'll go on YouTube and he'll look for fishing videos and hunting videos, and he'll watch it when he's not working, right? So there's a purpose for it. His purpose is entertainment. But most of the time, masculine men will act from a place of purpose. So if he has too much time on his hands and he's doing things that seem to not have any logic behind it or any purpose behind it, specifically when it comes to social media, that is a red flag. That is something you need to look out for, because what else is he doing that has no purpose, right? And if you were to be in a relationship, how would he prioritize his role, and how would he prioritize you, and how would he treat you if he's perfectly comfortable essentially wasting his time? It's going to affect other areas of the relationship, and it's something you really need to be careful with. The third red flag that you need to avoid when you are dating men is men that will use gender equality as a weapon against feminine energy. So these men will create a false narrative that simply because men and women are equal, this means that women now need to take on masculine responsibilities, specifically in the relationship, right? So a lot of these insecure men will use feminism as a weapon and say that, oh, well, men and women are equal, so we should both split the bills and pay for everything equally and have equal responsibilities. That is a false narrative, and it's a manipulation tactic. So feminism is actually a very controversial topic, and all it really means is that men and women have equal access to opportunities, have equal access to be able to earn the same amount of money, be able to apply for the same jobs, have the same legal rights, political rights. This has to do with mainly the law. It's not so much like masculine, feminine energy roles, okay? So that's something you're gonna have to figure out for yourself, because every relationship is different, and gender roles in relationships really truly depend on the specific individuals. So in a relationship like mine, the man provides fully and completely financially, right? But in other relationships, they will split certain things. Or the man will pay for the house and the cars, but then the woman will pay for groceries. Or there's some relationships where the woman will pay for the bulk of the things and the man pays for, you know, gifts and trips. This truly depends on the individual. It truly depends on what you are comfortable with, right? Because everyone has different privilege, everyone has different journeys in life. Right? So maybe you're a woman and you started your own business at a really young age, and now you're financially independent and you're looking for a man, and the men that you're meeting are still working really hard, and even working really hard, they're not earning as much money as you're earning from your online business. This can work if the energy is aligned in the way it needs to be aligned. If you still feel like you're able to be in your feminine, then it can work, right? So there's not really one right answer for who should pay for what, and what is a masculine energy, gender roles in relationships, what is the feminine need to do in relationships, like who has to cook, who has to clean, who has to pay for these things, who has to do this, who has to do that. Everyone's different. You need to figure out what works for you. The red flag is a man that uses gender equality as an excuse to not have to be responsible and not have to do his part. That is the red flag. It's the same thing as telling people who their ancestors were slaves that, oh, now that you're liberated and now that you're legally equal and you have equal rights, now you have to assimilate to white culture and not participate in your unique culture and your unique way of being and your expression of who you are and the way you dress or the way you act. That is not logical, right? Just because someone is considered equal doesn't mean they have to change who they are to be like the other person. Like, it doesn't make any sense, that logic, to say, okay, now that you're a woman and you're equal, you have to act like a man, or you have to take on the masculine roles. That's not true. You're gonna take on the role that is best suited to you and your relationship. And personally, I believe that finances are the man's responsibility. But if that's not what you believe, that's okay. As long as it's coming from an authentic place and it's something that is aligned with your authentic self and what you see as being your dream life, okay? But if you ever see a man trying to weaponize gender equality and make it seem like, okay, now that you have equal rights, you have to suffer and you have to do all the things I'm supposed to be doing. No, like, that is not right. Women can still be equal and honor their unique energy and their unique preferences. Just because you are equal, legally speaking, it doesn't mean that you now have to take on the masculine roles and the masculine energy. If that's something that's aligned with you, great. If you're in your hustle era and you want to work really hard and build your own business and you want to buy your man gifts and spoil him and do all these things, that is your choice. But don't feel obligated to change who you are simply because, oh, now you're equal, so now you have to. No, that's a false narrative and it's a red flag. So you already have all the tools you need. Remember, you are unique And you don't have to follow every single thing that I said, but I hope that you understand it to a point where you are able to make your own decisions and have the discernment to be able to realize if someone has a red flag or if it's just their personality or if it's something that you enjoy, right? Because maybe some of these things that I mentioned, you actually enjoy it. And so that's okay, then it's not a red flag for you. If there's any other red flags that I didn't mention, let me know in the comments. Every situation is going to have nuance and every situation is going to require a different approach. So if you want the best possible advice, I suggest you reach out to me personally. The links are in the description so you can work with me and explain your specific situation and get more customized advice to something that's going to apply to you specifically. Okay? I love you. And I'll see you in the next video. Bye. Mwah.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save big.